The word today is sloth. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. We tend to like rest and relaxation, but nothing gets done if we rest too much. God made us to get things done. We are to be active, especially when it comes to our faith, sharing our love for Jesus with others, and doing loving deeds to show Christ's love for us. It's wonderful to be productive, getting things done for the kingdom of God. Here with more on this important topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Sloth.
The Lord has made a lot of amazing creatures, and in the Bible there are writings that talk about the different animals and the characteristics of the animals, and they are used as illustrations for us. For instance, the ant is seen as industrious, constantly on the move and productive. The sloth, on the other hand, is an animal that is known for its slowness, and that is equated to laziness, just laying around. And we're going to spend some time today thinking about how the believer is not to be lazy, not to be a do-nothing. The tree sloth is a semi-tropical creature that spends much of its life hanging upside down from trees. And it eats plants and insects, and it's really slow. Well, we as Christians are to be a little bit more active than a tree sloth. We are supposed to use the energy, the mind that God has given us, and not lay around and pretty much do nothing but eat and exist. But we're supposed to use the mental and physical blessings that God has given us to be productive for His kingdom. I remember that Pastor Paul would always say that we are either moving forward, we're always either doing something productive for God, or we're slipping, falling behind. There is a parable in Matthew chapter 25 that Jesus tells about the talents. It's a parable about the king who gives three servants money, different amounts of money, and tells them to put it to use. And then when he returns, he sees what they've done with it. And two of them have worked hard with the money and invested it. But the third one suggests that the master is hard and asks too much. So he said he hid his money and then gave it back to him upon his return. Well, the ones who had been productive are blessed and praised, and the one who does not do anything with it, it says, he is cast out into darkness. In fact, in verse 30, it says literally, and throw that worthless servant outside into darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, you need to understand that this parable is spoken in the section of the gospel that Jesus is telling about the judgment, his return. And in Matthew 25, it actually discusses the fact that people will be raised from the dead and gathered before the Son of Man, Jesus, at his return, and they will be judged based on their deeds. So this parable is talking about the fact that anyone who puts their faith in Christ needs to be backing it up by being productive for his kingdom. This is something that many lazy and unproductive Christians need to get straight, because God did not send his son Jesus. God did not give his son in order to do the difficult work of walking and preaching and teaching for 3 years and healing the people and then allowing himself to go and suffer on a cross and rising from the dead. The Son of God did not do this so that you could just be lazy and figure that God's purpose is just to dump blessings on you and make your life easier. God has called you to be a servant of Jesus. He has bought you and won you back from sin and death so that you will be productive for him. The end of the parable says that the servant who is unproductive is going to be cast out into darkness where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I don't want you to be a person who is full of self-loathing at the coming of Jesus because you didn't take it seriously enough or because you weren't productive enough as a believer. And you might say, well, but we're saved by grace. We're saved by God's forgiveness and mercy. True. But you were saved to be productive, to do for the Lord, not just to sit on your butt and try to take it all for granted. You get the idea here. There is a call to intent, to action. God is not looking for worthless servants, for do-nothing believers. He wants you to get out there and to spread the good news of Jesus and to show the love of Christ to others. I remember a saying that has always stuck with me, sow as in sowing a seed, sow a thought, reap an action. Sow an action, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a lifestyle. Sow a lifestyle, reap a destiny. And what the Lord is looking for is you to have thoughts and actions and habits and lifestyle that are doing his will, that are actually accomplishing things for his purpose. One of the things we can do for him is to do deeds of kindness and love toward others that are worse off than us. We are to show the love of Christ to other people through service, through giving to the poor, the needy, to individuals that need help, and to do it with love in the name of Jesus. We are also to use our gifts and offerings for God to spread the good news of Jesus. And frankly, there's churches that are better than this than others. There are Christian organizations that are better than this than others. So I would ask the question, how efficient are they? Are they actually using the gifts for good, for God's purpose efficiently? The word today, 100% of it is used. Gifts given to the word today is entirely used for promotion and spreading the gospel. It's extremely efficient. So I ask that you consider supporting the word today because we're doing the work of God without all kinds of administrative overhead, buildings, things like this. There's no salaries paid to me. This is all done for the love of Jesus, and your gifts go directly 100% to the mission. Well, Satan is going to try to blockade us. He's going to suppress us with lies. Well, I'm no good at this, or I'm not smart enough to do it, or, you know, what difference can I make? Or the worst is when someone says, well, God hasn't enabled me to do this. What an excuse. God has given you your tongue. Do you remember how he said to Moses, who gives man his tongue, when Moses was objecting to having to speak about the Lord to Pharaoh? I say the same thing. If you don't think that you are required to speak of Jesus, that's wrong. Who gave you your tongue? Who gave you your brain? The Lord did. So use it to glorify God. Use it to spread the gospel of Jesus. David could have said, well, I'm only a boy, what can I do? But instead, he saw the opportunity that the Lord had given him to stand for God and to slay the giant. Remember some of the foolish girls who said to the others, give us some of your oil, because in that parable, they were running out and their lamps had gone out and they were not prepared for the arrival of the bridegroom. And the other ones said, no, we can't share with you. We need it. God has given you the means to be productive for his kingdom. Just as these servants were given talents, which, by the way, was a lot of money. The Lord was investing, the Master was investing in them and expecting them to use it for his purpose, to expand his kingdom, his interests. And the God has given you what you have for his purpose. So you need to understand that the grace of God is real. The forgiveness, the mercy of God is true. And your sins have been wiped out. They have been forgiven through Jesus Christ. This is one of the greatest blessings, one of the greatest gifts that you will ever receive. God has not done this for you then just to use whatever you have for your own enjoyment or to neglect the spreading of the gospel. He's done this so that you then, as you have been bought by Jesus Christ, redeemed by him, have become a servant to Jesus, so that you will use this to his glory, that you will use your mind, your resources to serve the Lord. And this doesn't mean that there can be no room for anything that is enjoyable or for any of the trappings of the nice things of this life, but you have to watch it that you don't become like the rich fool. This is another parable where a man just thinks it's all about piling up, accumulating money and goods and all. And God says to him, "You fool, this night your life will be required of you. Then who will get everything you've stored up for yourself?" So we need some wisdom here. We need to realize that Jesus is telling us this parable because there will be a judgment. There will be an accounting for what we have done. And he wants us to be successful. He wants us to be engaged in doing his work, his will. So you have today. Don't let regret from lack of movement stop you from starting. You have God's grace and forgiveness for the past. You have his Holy Spirit to empower you and motivate you today. So do what you can for the Lord today and have an eye toward the future and the future that Christ will come and call us to himself. At the end of the parable, as the Master is taking accounting, he says to the ones who had done his will, "Come and share in your Master's happiness." I hope that will be your goal as you serve Jesus. Use what he has given you to advance his kingdom, spread his name of glory, and be blessed by the Lord God.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.